KATIY mobile statewide one.
KATIKO mobile statewide one.
KCAKJO KATIY, good afternoon. Making my way from Ludington to Muskegon on 31. Driving in the rain. How's your Monday going?
Oh, just driving home from Southfield. Live up by Fort Huron. Where are you located?
QTH is Manistee, but I'm heading to Muskegon this evening for radio club meeting, the Oxcom group here in West Michigan, having a get-together, a pre-field day equipment checkout, I guess.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Sounds like fun, too. Name here is Tom. Thank you, Oscar Mike. All time, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. I'm on the east side.
Hi, Tom. Name here is Gordon. I think we chatted a couple times before, on and off. I keep forgetting about Statewide 1 and end up on some other talk group, and just figured I'd come back to it, trying to not listen to West Michigan Connect as much, and try out some of these other State of Michigan talk groups and reflectors, or I guess the word GMR, so talk groups, stick with terminology. So I'm from the west side, like I said, Manistee, and seem to be spending a lot of time in Muskegon lately.
Yeah, I've bounced in and out of GMR every so often. I got GMRS on this mobile too, so it depends on where I'm at, what I'm doing, who I talk to, or who's out there kind of thing. Usually I'm on FBI network on analog most of the days.
All right. I'm not familiar with that one, but I know, the only east side network or link system I'm aware of is the Who Cares group, but I don't hang out there very often. Seems to be a group of guys from the southeast end, and they all know each other, and I don't want to shoehorn myself in.
Yeah, it sounds like you're in and out there. I don't know how I'm sounding to you. Kind of going through the trees in Bloomfield here, and got the IP link search or whatever, however the Motorola set up, so it just scans the towers as I go. Yeah, I watched it there a couple times.
All right. Well, it might be on my end. I noticed the phone using a hotspot, and it just switched from one tower to another, but I'm back up to full strength again, so... probably me dropping out, but 5x9 on your transmission.
Oh, you must be using a hotspot then. Okay, I got you. I got one of those that I'm sitting at home right now. I got an open spot that's connected to my home network. But I have a mobile modem in here, too, that I connect directly to if I need to.
Hotspot's pretty much the only way I get on the air with EMR. Maybe another 40 miles or so I'll be on the MI5 network and can go direct. So I'll have to remember to switch over when I'm within the range of the Muskegon node. I think it's their newest node on the network. So making their way north along the lakeshore, hopefully.
Tom, I don't know if it was just on your side or not, but he never dropped out here. His audio is pretty loud, so he might have clipped out, but he never dropped out here, FYI. Give me the severe.
I lost you there, North. KTO.
All right, Tom. Well, it sounds like the dropouts are on your end, and good afternoon, Jeff. Thanks for the signal report, and good to hear from you.
Yep, no problem, Gordon. Yeah, you know how networks are. You just never know. So I just wanted to let you know that, because I run IP stuff a lot too, and I have a lot of issues. But you didn't. I never heard you drop out, so just wanted to pass it along. Anyways, I didn't hear Tom, but I seen it up. So, all right, I'm just pulled in the driveway and jumping out of the vehicle. Okay, guys, have a good day. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom. KBSW. KC8KGO, KBSWR. Go ahead and pick it up.
Oh, there you are, Jeff. I heard you, then I lost you, but it said channel busy on the Motorola.
Yep, no problem. Anyways, like I said, I was just pulling in the driveway here, but I wanted to let Tom know that he was not dropping at all, so I'm not sure where the dropout was, but I wanted to pass that along. Talk to you guys later. Have a good evening. KBSWR.
KBSWR 73, KCKGO. Nork, you still out there on the west side?
Roger, you're still here. Have a good evening, Jeff. Yeah, thanks for the feedback again. I got to pick somebody's brain about this, the IP site select. I'm wondering what the minimum, how old of a radio can I get away with? Is it 45, 50, or is it going to be a 55 or a 65, or what flavor moto to get that feature programmed up? Because it sounds pretty handy.
Well, I was jumping out, but I'll answer your question. Yeah, your audio is better now that you backed off, and I can tell you you backed off. So, you know, next time you're in there, you may want to turn it down. But the 4550 is equivalent to a 6550. 6550 is a mobile, portable. 4550 is a mobile. So the 4550 and the 5550 are mobiles. And as long as it's Motorola, it does the roaming, what's called a roaming feature. So any of the Motorola stuff does it. So whatever you get, and I don't know if I always say it's FGL, but MW, Mike, he's really knowledgeable in it too, so I'm sure he'll probably be at the Muskegon meeting tonight. But it is handy, but, you know, sometimes it does flake out too. Nothing's perfect, but it's kind of neat to be able to drive across the state and not have to change channels. Sorry to jump back in here. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom, and now I'm getting out of the vehicle. Talk to you guys later. Keep it up here.
Yeah, the 4550 is what I have, Jeff, in North. And W8VD, he's the NAKPP, Wally's the one that got all set up for me. And I usually keep it on the roaming feature. They do drive all around, and sometimes they'll hit Novi. Sometimes they'll hit Detroit or Mount Clemens, depends on where I'm at.
Oh, that sounds cool. I've got three radios in the truck right now, so one more. Got to figure out a better antenna situation, though. It's this truck is a lease, and I only got a couple more months on it. But for the next vehicle, I'm thinking a headache rack on the back, and then I can put some of those fold over, tilt over type antenna mounts right down the middle and have more options.
Yeah, I just got a little Comet Magmon on the top. 2 meter 440, 5/8 wave. And I use that for the Motorola. Then I got the Trianalog. I got a, what I got now. Got something else up there. No, wait, the MR77, the Comet. On my Olinko. The tram is on the digital.
Oh, roger that. I've got a tram on my mobile DMR, and right now I'm actually on a portable HT because the hotspot don't need any power to get into it, but sitting in the seat right next to me. But it's my analog radio's on a Diamond SG7500 that's in a state pocket at the rear of the vehicle. And I also want to shoehorn the 700-800 antenna in there somewhere for the next mobile. The more radios, the better.
Well, this is my work van, so I got the Motorola, and it's not that plugged into the cigarette lighter. Doesn't use that much power, so I'm good there. My Elinco, I got that tied directly to the battery off a 200-amp fuse for an inverter, so that one pulls a little more power. And like I said, I use that one, locally around here, but I do have some of the other, Elinco stations in there when I go to the con and stuff. I can still talk down to FBI.
Well, that sounds like a nice setup. Similar configuration here. Well, I've got the 1,000-watt inverter with I think it's 150-amp fuse sitting in the back of the truck, and then put a small fuse block off of that for radios and other accessories. So it's all straight off the vehicle electric, but I found the little starter battery in this truck doesn't take kindly to running radios for more than a few hours while I'm parked, so I've got it partially rewired to use a lithium battery that sits back there now, a big 100-amp-hour lithium battery, but it's not ideal. It's always seems a work in progress with me and electrical projects. K8 DIY.
That's just like building a custom car, and you're never done with it. Start it up and get a project done, and then there's another project you want to do on top of that project. I get it. Yeah, I'm always trying to move antennas or try different antennas, different radios. I don't have a lot, but we all do, they all serve its purpose. Casey gets you all Friday.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's the fun part of the hobby is swapping around gear every now and then and seeing if it works any better or not. My digital mobile is an Anytone, a 578 or D578, and it seems to be really good as far as APRS and digital, but the analog side leaves a bit to be desired compared to the ICOM that sits next to it, 2730. But I don't really need two dual band radios in the mobile, in the vehicle, so I'm thinking the ICOM's got to come out one of these days, but I just haven't pulled the trigger on that yet.
Yeah, I don't have anything I'm going to pull the trigger on because, well, no, I got to pick up another CYT MD390. I got a CYT MD380 that I have, and that's what I use at home for digital. That connects to my Shark open spot to my network and tuck on MI5 that way to the Brandmeister network. I got a little bow thing that I play with, and I got a couple of ICOM HDs. That's about it. Nothing major. I don't do any HF stuff or anything like that, and the only time I ever talk is through work on the weekend. I'm kind of a quiet radio day for me.
Well, that makes sense. Really the only time I do HF is when I'm camping or get bored with being too much indoor time, so I'll go out and do some parts on the air, but the HF rig for most of the summer or spring and summer is disconnected and in a carry-out box, so I can take it out into the field. So no HF operate from home. All the antennas came down in a windstorm back in February, and haven't bothered to put any of the HF antennas back up because I never use them at home. But I am getting the itch to do parts on the air, and it's been a few weeks. And hopefully the bands will improve because they've been pretty terrible these last few weekends.
Yeah, I haven't gone to that extent yet of having a base station at the house. you know, so I don't have a little area to put it in really. That I had to think about drilling holes in the side of my house. You know, the only hole that's drilled in there is for my DSL and for my satellite. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll stick a hole in the side and throw a coax up there, put a cable or something up for UHF.
Yeah, that's what every hole or every house in Michigan with our endless winter needs are more holes in the outside envelope. Yeah, when I got licensed, that was one of my first projects, was cut a 2.5-inch hole in the side of the house in my office, which then became my ham shack, and put a nice lightning arrestor box and connector enclosure over it so it's sealed up, and then I can stake cables in and out of it as I need, but it was probably overkill, but that's my favorite way to do things. It's overkill in the beginning and then get it halfway done so that it works, and sometimes I come back and finish it up.
Yeah, maybe someday I'll put an antenna on the outside. I got an old farmhouse, so I'm not one for height. So if I was to get anything above the trees, then I'd have to climb out there and do the peak for me. So I'm not in a particular energetic mood to do that currently. I guess you can say KCK0.
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree completely there. I would not be crawling around on my roof for any antennas either. They're all mounted to various masts set up in the backyard. I tried putting some 30-foot masts up, but did not guy them sufficiently, and they ripped their guy wires out of the ground and folded right on over with that windstorm. So now I'm back to a couple of 20-foot masts. But they get the job done, just the range is a little bit less for my VHF, UHF stuff. But one of these days I'll get around to putting the taller mast back up again. KATIY.
If I just had like something that I can point towards Mount Clemens, you know, from the northern part of the county, that I could hit VHF and UHF, I mean, I'll suffice with that. I may have a handheld arrow with a duplexer on it, but that's holding it outside and pointing it down the down south to hit towers, I guess you could say. I can hit Richmond UHF from my HD, so I usually do that. And then WADMAC 472, the ARPS machine there for the county. I can hit that pretty good now since they got a receive site down in Richmond. That's not on my back porch, but I can now hit that with the HD. So far I'm pretty successful on that end. But we'll see. We'll see what the future brings, as you can see. I can put my money in other places currently.
Yeah, that's pretty good that you can get a couple of repeaters at least with your HT and a little handheld beam. The repeater situation in Manistee, well, I think I can get the local club repeater is about 22 miles from my QTH, and I can hit it with a beam and a handheld or get it, you know, from my base station radio. The rest of it definitely needs a taller antenna and a little bit of power. Just not a lot of repeater options in rural northern Michigan, at least in my county, where you seem to be a bit of a dry spot.
That's what I like about the MX5. They got repeaters and receivers quite a few places. And with this Motorola, like I said, it just scans the tower and picks the closest one with a good signal. And drove it up to Tchaikovsky probably about a month ago, and I had good coverage for a bit. I forgot where I lost it, but I went up pretty good up 75 for a while.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah, I think that the network kind of follows the expressway for a while there. I know kind of where my region is, the northwest corner is a bit of a dead spot on the map, but and then it picks up kind of in the central Michigan area on north, so just a few more counties to go, and they'll have the whole map turned green one of these days, and I know they're working towards it, so it's a great resource. I should be on it more, just keep forgetting about it.
Yeah, this is most I've been on DMR in a while. I sit on the weekends as kind of a quiet radio day, and that's usually when I try to get on DMR through my open spot. But this is my only mobile DMR, it's the one here in my work van. But I enjoy it. I like it where I'm able to talk to people all over the state.
I agree. You know, digital voice, it's a really handy technology, DMR or Fusion or I imagine D-Star. I have no experience with D-Star, but I imagine it works the same way. Like around the state or around the world from an HD and a little hotspot. Definitely opens the doors to communications.
It makes the hobby fun. That's all it is a hobby, you know. That's what it should be. It should be fun. I enjoy being in the hobby. I've been doing it since 1998, and I've had a DMR ID in AC for a couple of years, but I really didn't get deep down into it until last year around the fall, once I got my DMRO reprogrammed with OpenGD77, and I got a little open spot from another fellow ham, and got it all set up, programmed it all for me, and now I can't stay off the radio. I'm on it every chance I get, and except for the weekends, that's usually quiet time, trying to take care of stuff at home first, and then I can go and play with my radios.
Hey, all right. Good to talk to another OpenGD77 user. Yeah, I was going to ask you that when you mentioned the 380 and the 390. I'm running at the Open77 on a Baofeng DM1701. I like the little radio. It seems versatile, and with that firmware, it's super easy to program. And yeah, PMR is a blast. You know, half the fun is programming it. I keep making the code plug for this radio bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's already overwhelming. I think I got like 14 zones programmed in here, and I certainly don't need all those frequencies, but it's fun programming them in, and the radio's got a ton of memory for it, so why not? KKPI for station ID.
Yeah, I only got 5 zones at mine, I think. I got an analog zone, a home zone, travel zone, something like that. But yeah, just enough, and then I know how to hand dial in a thought group if I need to my open spot. You know, put the radio and connect to my open spot. So yeah, as long as versatile, I like the open GD77 compared to the factory that was in there. And I can share code plugs with you, but share code plugs with me. KJKJL.
That's I think an underrated feature of the OpenGD77 is the ability to share code plugs across multiple brands and models of radio. So you take a TYT, a Baofeng, and I think there's another brand that runs that firmware as well. I don't think any of the Anytone radios run it, but it's pretty cool that you're able to exchange programming code plugs so easily. Although I tried doing that with a couple other hams here in the state and missed one of the sections where the radio has your DMR ID programmed in there. You can put it in both for the radio and also for individual channels on the radio, and I missed it off some of the channels. So the other hands were showing up as me until I sent them a fixed code plug. So it is amateur radio, so mistakes happen.
That's the whole purpose of ham radio, is to share knowledge and, you know, trade different things and, you know, where everybody is, you know, on the same wavelength, I guess you can say. That's what makes it fun, also. Helping other hams out and learning from other hams. As I've learned a lot in the past 6 months that I didn't know in the 20 years that I've had my life.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, so many different avenues of things to learn with ham radio. You know, like this Oxcom stuff. It's not really about ham radio, but just about communicating. And but I'm having a blast learning about that and learning about the different positions you can get trained up on, and just a way to maybe serve the community if something goes wrong, or even if they just have a planned event and need a couple more hands. So many different things to do in the hobby and ways to participate. It's a lot of fun.
Absolutely. I just got involved with APRSC, so I'm learning a lot about that and a couple other applications there. Can't be deployed yet, because I still got to fill out my FEMA paperwork. But besides that, I'm learning more and more and more every meeting and every day, and talking with the other operators. So it's interesting. There's so much more out there now than there used to be.
Yeah, I'll have to check that out. APRSC. What does that acronym break down to, if you don't mind me asking?
It's similar to Oxcom, I think. It's Amateur Radio Public Service Corps. More or less, an event of a natural disaster or an emergency where the standard radio system is down. Operators get deployed up to hospitals and other agencies to assist with radio communications.
Oh, all right. Very cool. That definitely sounds like something worth checking out then. So Tom, it's been a pleasure chatting with you during the drive here. I'm getting close to my dinner destination, so I'm going to turn it back to you for a final, but been a good chat, and I'll give you a 73, and until next time, K8DIY.
All right, sounds good, sir. Give yourself a good meeting, and I'm always on the radio here and there, so I will talk to you on the flip. 73 from the evening, and I'll talk to you in the future. K8KJO.
K8DZT, requesting radio check.
Yes, okay, see, you're in good.
I guess you're hearing me down in Howell. Yeah, I'm up off the Hackleberg machine up here in northern Michigan. I'm in Indian River. Appreciate you coming back.
Yep, no problem, sir. Yes, okay, see, I'll be clear.
Yeah, have a good evening. I mean, PZT out.
I'm in that area up here. Go ahead and try that again. I lost you there for a second. I'm just getting out of the sticks here.